Hey, this is Paul Green, the author of Start Here, an easy three-step lead generation system that any MSP can use. And this is a bonus audio recording. I am hoping to release it on Audible at some point, but that seems a much more complicated process than just publishing a printed book and a Kindle version on Amazon, so we'll see. So if you did buy the book and you got hold of this bonus recording, thank you so much. And I hope that you find what I've pulled together to be incredibly useful for you. This is the first of a series of books I intend to publish over the next couple of years. In fact, the next three will explore the subjects in this book in even more detail. If you've been passed this recording by a friend, that's cool. If you want to get a paper copy for your bookshelf so you can quickly refer to the ideas and concepts in this book, you can get a copy on Amazon. Okay, intro over, let's get into the book. My referrals have dried up, people say, and I haven't onboarded a new client for months. Or they say things like, I really want new clients, but I hate marketing. There are so many things I could do. Where the heck do I start? That's what MSPs say. And hey, my name's Paul Green. I'll be your guide today. And first off, you can relax. Because of all those things I just said, well, I hear those almost every day from MSPs all over the world. They've relied on referrals and word of mouth for so long, it never occurred to them that one day it would dry up. It always does eventually. And they'd go into panic mode. Lots of other MSP owners have the same issue as you. In fact, the vast majority do. If you own an MSP, you're a logical tech person, right? Maybe marketing seems like a dark art that you don't have the first clue about. Problem is, you must do marketing to generate leads, win new clients, pay your staff more, and make lots of profit so you can have a great lifestyle. But how do you do it? Good news, this audiobook has the answer. In the pages ahead, do we have pages on an audio version? I guess we do. Well, I'm going to lay out an easy three-step lead generation system that's been field-tested by hundreds of MSPs across the globe. This system works. I know it works because I watch MSP owners just like you use it to generate new leads every day. In fact, I use the exact same system for my own marketing, growing the MSP Marketing Edge. And I'll tell you more about me and the MSPs I work with later on. This lead generation system is a massive opportunity for you. And here's why. In a marketplace where 80% of MSPs don't do any proactive marketing because they find it difficult, the MSP who sets up a solid marketing system is giving themselves an unfair advantage. Does that sound good to you? Yeah, I thought it might. So one final thought before we get started. Even if you're not really a book person, you'll find this an easy read. It's been written as if you and I were just having a chat. If you want a deep dive, I've created an easy video course. There are versions for MSP owners, marketing managers, and larger MSPs. And you can see them at mspmarketingedge.com/courses. Okay, let's get going. I'm excited. Are you? Before we talk about how to do it, let's look at why you must do it. Why your family are desperate for you to improve your MSP's marketing. Tell me why you started your business in the first place. Perhaps you worked for someone else and got frustrated at not being able to do things your way. You wanted to use better tools to help people and enjoy the satisfaction of delivering a higher quality service. Or maybe you wanted more flexibility over where and when you worked. I bet you wanted to be able to earn more money too. Probably all these things and more. Am I right? What do all these things have in common? Freedom. Yep, it's the number one reason anyone starts a business. I started my first business in 2005, so I know what it's like. But what seemed like a beautiful idea when you first started the business soon hit the wall of reality, right? How long did it take you, as a one-person band, to find your limit? Do you remember that Friday night when you collapsed on the couch in utter exhaustion after a week of working almost every waking hour? And of course, to do this, you were eating crap, taking zero exercise, and your family could barely remember what you looked like. Pretty much everyone who runs a business has a moment like this, and it spurs us on to get our first employee thinking that will save us time. Then the real problems start. Don't get me wrong, staff are amazing. I have 12 superstars working with me right now, and I wouldn't be without any of them. But when you're working 60 hours a week on your own and take on your first employee, it's a real shock to discover adding their 40 hours a week doesn't give you back a ton of extra time. In fact, it's the opposite. You must find time to train them, coach them, and show them exactly how you want things to be done. Otherwise, they'll do things their own way, and you lose the freedom you were seeking when you started the business. Or worse, they won't make any decisions, and instead bombard you all day with questions. So you're making the decisions for 2, 3, 5, 10 people. That's not a business. That's a nightmare. If your business can't survive without you, it's a prison of your own design, and you've locked yourself inside. You'd be surprised how many business owners get trapped this way. It's the number one reason why they burn out, get divorced, get sick, or even die years before their time. And I'm not joking. I really wish I was. It's okay to work 60 hours a week for the first year or two when you're getting things off the ground. But after that, you need to get down to 30 to 40 hours a week so you can live the life you built your business for. Your real job as the MSP owner is to create something that doesn't just survive, but thrives whether you are there or not. This means winning new clients, hiring superstars to delight them, constantly investing in new tools to improve quality and grow monthly recurring revenue, and systemizing everything in your business so it operates exactly how you want it to. Get this right, and over time, you create a business that lets you choose when you work and what you do, all while depositing a lot more money into your personal bank account. What you do with this extra time is up to you. Some people choose to keep third line or enjoy acting as a strategic technology advisor to clients. Others would rather just meet up with their management team once a week and spend hours of quality time with their family, or learn to fly, golf, hang glide, whatever. More vacations, less work, happier clients, happier staff, happier partner and kids. That sounds like a business you could own and love for decades, right? In case you didn't just notice, I just dropped years of hard work on you in those bullet points above. Sorry about that. But luckily, there is a clear starting point. And no, it's not improving your tech stack, nor is it improving your cybersecurity knowledge. You do those things on the journey. The starting point is this. You get so good at marketing your MSP, it wins a new client every month. Because when you can do that, everything else will follow. Winning new clients regularly means you must get proficient and efficient at onboarding, delivering projects, hiring, managing, training, coaching, upselling, and a ton of other skills. There's no need to get stressed out about these things. You'll know when it's time to improve each area, and we'll look at some of these things in future books in the series. For now, let's just start with the first step of getting good at marketing, understanding the four big problems that stop MSPs from winning new clients. And let me be honest with you, marketing an MSP is hard work. It takes a lot of time and effort to win a new client. Have you ever stopped to wonder why? It comes down to a set of problems that are completely out of your control. They affect the ordinary business owners and managers you want to reach. Now, don't skip this bit. It's important you understand what's going on in their heads and hearts. Only then will it be clear why my three-step lead generation system is the answer to your marketing misery. Oh, and fun fact, these four problems are a double-edged sword. They're the reason you don't win many new clients, but they're also the reason your retention is so good once you do win them and why you benefit from lots of lovely monthly recurring revenue. Problem one, decision makers don't know what they don't know. In this book, we're not talking about selling co-managed IT, not at all. To sell managed services to people who understand technology, you need a completely different playbook. Here, we're talking about selling to ordinary business owners or managers who are decision makers, and the people who support them, like their assistants and operations managers. They're the influencers. And these people know next to nothing about technology. In fact, they don't even know what they don't know about technology. They think they understand technology because they once added an iPad to their home Wi-Fi network. But they can't explain what the cloud is in a sentence that makes sense, and they don't understand how dangerous ransomware is. If you don't believe me, next time you're sat with a client, ask them these questions and prepare to be amused. This explains why you can't talk to them about technology in the same way you'd talk to another technologist. They just glaze over, and if they do that, you've lost the sale. No one buys something they don't understand. Your job during the marketing and sales process is to translate technology and make it relevant to them. To show them how technology can either move them forward and help them achieve their goals, or slow them down and cause frustration. When you understand how little they know about technology, you'll see how this affects the decision-making process. Problem two, prospects make buying decisions with their hearts, not with their brains. We know our brains are supercomputers that outperform the devices we use every day, but the brain also has its limits. For example, it prefers to make decisions based on facts. And that's a big problem for ordinary decision makers who are sick of their current MSP and will soon pick another. Because to them, all MSPs look the same. Their websites might have different words and pictures, but the themes are the same, and the messages are very similar. Most MSPs have no idea how to differentiate themselves, so they copy the marketing of other MSPs, and consequently end up in the soup of looking samey. Faced with this, the brain says, "Yeah, they all look the same, I can't make this decision," and the brain delegates the decision down to the heart. Problem, the heart doesn't care about facts, it makes decisions based on how it feels about something. You know that the heart makes many major life decisions for you, right? Including who you marry, which house you buy, and the car you drive. In fact, it was probably your heart that made the final decision on starting your business, and on what it would be called. I believe that ordinary people use their heart, not their head, to decide which MSP they're going to choose. And you know what that means, right? Decision makers are not choosing you based on your experience, qualifications, or accreditations. Ordinary people can't tell if your MSP is any good at what it does or not. They're picking you based on whether they like you or not. Whoa, right? That's a kick in the face. But if you can be one of the MSPs that understands this and embraces it, you'll see exactly why my three-step system is so powerful. We'll come to that in a moment. But first, problem three, inertia loyalty rules. What is inertia loyalty? It's the thing that keeps us with our CPA, our accountant, years after we decide they're not right for us. It's what keeps us with our bank years after thinking we should switch. I've been with mine since I was 14, which is crazy. And it's what persuades an ordinary person to stay with their incumbent MSP long after they're ready to move on. Why? Because better the devil you know, aka it feels safer to stay with someone I know and dislike than it is to move to you. These decision makers might not understand technology, but they do understand that if it goes wrong, they'll be in big trouble. And people are more motivated to avoid pain than they are to pursue gain. Most MSPs have lost a sale to someone who seemed like a dead cert. Has this happened to you? They had nothing but bad things to say about their incumbent. They liked your proposal and the price was right. So you were genuinely gobsmacked when they called a few weeks later to say they'd signed another 2-year contract with the MSP they're always annoyed with. Side note, if this has happened to you, their unhappiness with their current MSP will only continue to grow. So keep putting yourself in front of them. Then when the contract ends and they're genuinely ready to move on, they'll feel like they know you. And that's a very good thing. Here's why. Problem four, people only buy when they're ready to buy. There are many things you can sell that you can persuade people to buy today rather than tomorrow, but managed services isn't one of them, for all the reasons we just discussed. For many decision makers, switching MSPs is a distress activity. They'll keep putting it off until it becomes urgent. And it's only on the day that they wake up ready to act that they'll start paying attention to your marketing. This is why one-time marketing doesn't work. You need a marketing system that never stops. Your aim is to get the right message in front of the right person at the right time. This is critical. And I'm sorry, but you must be patient with your marketing. The prospects you want, with the right number of seats, the correct attitude to technology, and the desire to invest in their business, there's no way to make them buy faster. In fact, in a way, you don't want them to. You want them to be ravenous for a new MSP they can commit to. Because the goal here is not just to win a client. You want people who can become bonded clients, which means they genuinely partner with you, and 5 years from now, you're the key supplier they'd be most devastated to lose. How much profit could they be worth to you over the next 5, 10, 20 years? Is that worth waiting a little while to start collecting? Yes! When you're winning a new client every month, you don't care if the sales process behind it takes a little longer. It just becomes a numbers game. Are you ready to start getting results like that? Yeah, I thought you would be. Here's the world's most powerful MSP lead generation system. With all the problems we just talked about, how do you get in front of decision makers at the exact moment they are ready, willing, and able to switch? Roll out a one-off marketing campaign? Well, many vendors offer marketing content as a value add these days, right? But no, please do not do this. With every part of my soul, I believe that relying on one-off marketing campaigns is a waste of time for you as an MSP. Remember the goal of getting the right message in front of the right person at the right time and helping them to like you so they pick you? You can run a one-off campaign and get lucky, sure, but most MSPs don't. They run a campaign, get zero results, and declare, "Marketing doesn't work round here," which is total nonsense. Marketing works everywhere. But selling managed services, which, as we know, is a long, slow process, requires a greater commitment to marketing. A one-off campaign creates a ton of work and activity. Then it's over in a flash. Great if you reach someone who's ready to switch today. Bad if they're ready to switch tomorrow when the campaign has finished. Many MSPs fool themselves into believing they run campaigns all the time. Then you look closer and see they only run a campaign for 1 week every few months. It's not enough. Let me be totally clear about this. A marketing system will always outperform one-off marketing campaigns. I'm going to outline my three-step lead generation system, which maximizes your chance of getting the right message in front of the right person on the right day. And this system directly addresses the subtext of the problems I was just talking about. They won't buy from you until they trust you, they can't trust you until they like you, and they can't like you until they know you. This system is so important to me. I built my entire MSP Marketing Edge business around helping MSPs to implement it. You can get marketing content from anywhere these days, but only I tell you exactly how to use it to get results. Not only this, I use the exact same system in my own marketing to win new members. And by the way, marketing campaigns are part of the system, it's just they aren't used as one-off activities. Instead, they're used constantly in the final step because it's more effective that way. Let me give you an overview of the system, then we'll put some flesh on the bone in the next few sections of this book. Here it is. Build audiences, grow relationships, convert relationships. Yes, it really is as simple as six words, but don't be fooled by the simplicity. This is the most powerful marketing strategy any MSP could implement. Let me tell you why. How to build audiences. The first step is to build multiple audiences of people who listen to you. This is one of the biggest pain points for the MSPs I speak to. There are lots of audiences you could build, but you should start with your LinkedIn connections and email list, including their physical address so you can send things like sales letters and printed newsletters. This is known as direct mail. You can link these together so you're building one audience. As you're building one audience, you're building them all. You can also turn this into a series of tasks that you repeat often. Task 1. Make new LinkedIn connections. Why the focus on LinkedIn? Because it's the most powerful social network for MSPs. Every prospect you could ever want is there, and you can easily reach them. Do you know what kind of business you'd most like to work with? Start by looking for them on LinkedIn. You want to connect with the decision makers and influencers. There are a few ways to do this. You could make a list of business names and run a LinkedIn search, or you could decide on several verticals you like and search for, say, lawyers, your town, accountants, your town, etc., etc. You can also repeat this search on Google, adding the word LinkedIn, of course. For a shortcut, find someone in your town who's already connected to the people you want to reach. Connect to them and then connect to their connections. There is, by the way, a setting in LinkedIn that hides your connections to stop someone doing this to you. A good cadence is to attempt to connect to 10 new people every weekday. And yes, you may need a paid LinkedIn subscription to do this. Maybe two of them will accept your connection request, which doesn't sound a lot until you do the math. Two connections a day times 5 days times 50 weeks equals more than 500 new connections a year every year. The power of a marketing system strikes again. This is why you want to turn this activity into a regular task. It's 10 minutes of work every day, which is nothing, but over a year it compounds, and all those tiny actions turn into something impressive. So let's make this even smarter. Task 2. Comment on LinkedIn posts. you should go into your newsfeed and look for some posts you can comment on. Your comments should add value. Just commenting, "I agree," isn't going to cut it. Look for posts where you can give advice, demonstrate your expertise, or share an opinion that contributes to the richness of the debate. And don't comment on other MSPs' posts. Commenting will feel hard the first few days you do it, but it gets easier. And the more you comment on people's posts, the more you'll get on people's radars while positively affecting LinkedIn's algorithm. Over time, you'll start to get more inbound connection requests. Great! Task 3. Find data points to add to your CRM. You can do this manually or automate it using a plugin like Lusher or another data enrichment tool. Start with their email address and look in their LinkedIn contact details. You can also Google the different variations of their possible email address in speech marks, such as bruce@batcave.com or b.wayne@batcave.com or bruce.wayne@batcave.com. And there's a whole load of other variations you can try. And you'll note you've found a valid email, as a ton of results will show. While you're there, grab their physical address too. You'll be using this for direct mail later in the three-step system. Data enrichment tools will give you much more useful data, including a phone number, website address, and more. Some will automatically update your CRM. And yes, I know this goes against all the spam laws of the universe, but those are aimed at the scumbag sending a million emails a day, not a small business owner like you, who's just adding a couple of people a day to their contacts. Plus, you mitigate the risk with your first email to these new connections. You say, "Hey, we've just connected on LinkedIn. I hope you don't mind that I've added you to my email newsletter. I'll send you one email a week with content you'll find useful and entertaining. If you don't want it, you can unsubscribe below." Only a small number will unsubscribe, and only the rare person will hit the spam button or hit reply and abuse you. Ignore the haters and focus on the new audiences you're building with little effort. Summary of your tasks to build audiences. Number one, make new LinkedIn connections. Number two, comment on LinkedIn posts. And number three, find data points to add to your CRM. How to grow relationships. The next step is the fun part of the process. You put high-quality, technology-based edutainment, this is educational and entertaining content, in front of your audiences. And by consuming it, they see this content has been created by you, helping to position you as the local technology expert, and they grow a relationship with you. I suggest you break this down into a series of easy tasks. Here's an example. Task 4, schedule regular posts on LinkedIn. You should aim to post something 3 or 4 times a week on LinkedIn. This would be a variety of different posts, including text updates, images, infographics, and PDF carousels. You can schedule content directly in LinkedIn, or use a scheduling tool such as Publer to make it easier, and to copy content to other social media you might use. On LinkedIn, everything should be posted from your personal profile, not a business page. Why? Because people buy from people, and LinkedIn works better this way. Task 5. Publish a LinkedIn newsletter. LinkedIn newsletters are fantastic because they give you a second audience on LinkedIn. You have your connections and followers, and then you have people who are subscribed to your newsletter. LinkedIn encourages people to subscribe. Every time you publish a newsletter, it shows up in their feed and is automatically emailed to them. Beautiful. Plus, you can see every single person who's subscribed and access useful info such as who's viewed your profile since your most recent newsletter post. I recommend you post and publish a LinkedIn newsletter once every week. Task 6. Publish a blog and video on your website. Another task that works well is to add new content to your website. This should be content that's relevant to ordinary business owners and managers, so not techie stuff. Focus on things like productivity, strategic advice, how to use technology to grow a business, and new features in popular software. Let's be honest, you can get content from anywhere. You can use AI. Many vendors give it away. Just be careful you're not using content that lots of your competition are also using. That's why I only work with one MSP per area in the MSP Marketing Edge. My members know the content they're using in my system is not available to their direct competitors. To accompany this blog post, you could also create a video. It covers the same subject but using different words. You can be on screen yourself presenting this video or use an AI tool to generate it. just make sure it looks real. We use real-life presenters in MSP Marketing Edge videos because today you still can't beat having real humans on screen. Once you've created the video, put it at the top of your blog post page. The primary goal of this new content isn't really search engine optimization, SEO. Maybe it could work as part of an overall search strategy. I mean, frankly, SEO is a very technical subject and I'm not an expert at it. I'm more interested in helping you to grow relationships with humans. When people visit your site and see that you're adding new content every week, it gives them confidence that you're a technology authority who can be trusted. Task 7, publish a Google Business Profile update. It's easy to add a version of your website's blog article to your Google Business Profile, and you've claimed yours, right? Again, some minor SEO benefits here. Few humans are going to read this, but it's important to Google, and what's important to the world's biggest search engine is a priority for your marketing. Task 8, send an educational email. This is why you've been building an email database through your daily tasks. One of the most common questions I get is how often to send out emails. Emailing once a week is the sweet spot. And no, it's not too much. Assume that everyone on your email list only reads 1 in 4 emails that you send, which means with a weekly email, you're reaching them once a month. If you made it a monthly email, you'd only reach them 3 times a year. And that's nuts. Monthly emails are just not enough. Also, and it's weird how this works, emailing someone regularly makes it less likely that they'll unsubscribe or report you for spam. I email my prospects twice a week and regularly get open rates of 60% and click-through rates of up to 15%, even considering email filtering and stuff. So what do you put in the email? Well, edutainment content that has value. Perhaps a rewritten and cut-down version of the blog post you added to your website. You could even let them click a link to see the full blog post. And the smart thing about doing that is you'll know exactly who has opened your emails and who's clicked. This tells you who the active people are in your database. Useful information when you start speaking to prospects. Of course, you will need a CRM to send these emails. Please don't use your PSA, even if it has a marketing module. I promise it's not fit for purpose compared to a specific tool like MailChimp, MailerLite, ActiveCampaign, or HubSpot. Or if you're in the tech tribe, you get their CRM, Growably, for free. Summary of your tasks to grow relationships. Number 4, schedule regular posts on LinkedIn. Number 5, publish a LinkedIn newsletter. Number 6, publish a blog and video on your website. Number 7, publish a Google Business Profile update. And number 8, send an educational email. How to convert relationships. So we've talked about how to build relationships and how to grow them. The third and final step is to convert your relationships to turn leads into prospects, then into clients. And I've broken this step into easy tasks. Task 9, call new connections. For this step, you're going to need someone to make outbound phone calls, and this will not be you. As the business owner, you have much more important tasks to focus on. It's also highly unlikely to be someone who already works for you. In fact, you could make a good member of staff unhappy by getting them to do this. People who don't like picking up the phone and making outbound calls will not tolerate it for long. I wouldn't, you wouldn't, so why expect them to? The answer is to hire someone especially for this role. In my experience, a back-to-work mum can be ideal for this. She'll be invaluable making calls for you 2 to 3 hours a day, 2 to 3 days a week. She can work flexibly from home around school times using your VoIP system. Perfect. When you're hiring, look for a professional who used to be on the phone a lot before she had kids. But don't hire someone with telemarketing experience. You don't want all the bad habits that telemarketers pick up in boiler rooms. Once you have someone in place, she'll be making calls to build relationships and talking to prospective clients about a subject they love discussing, themselves and their business. The goal? To get them on a 15-minute video call with you. And then you do the happy lifting, the heavy lifting to qualify them, book an in-person meeting and make the sale. You're okay to do that. Your problem is getting these video calls in the first place, right? The first thing your caller does every month is phone your new LinkedIn connections. She can say she's your colleague just calling to say hello. She's looking for the people who are interested in having a short chat, perhaps because they're frustrated with their current MSP. Task 10, target leads with a campaign. The next thing is to go back to some older leads and target them with a marketing campaign. I did say campaigns can work if used strategically. Pick a load of them that you can target in chunks, maybe 50 people a week. That's a good number to start with. Send them a piece of direct mail. This can be a straight-out sales letter or something more subtle that catches their attention. We have loads of campaigns in the MSP Marketing Edge. The most popular is a 4-page sales letter that sits within our ultimate lead gen campaign. Other popular ones including sending a sleep mask to ask if they're sleeping well at night, and misfortune cookies containing cyber security threats. I was very pleased with myself the day I had that idea. Schedule an email to arrive the day after the direct mail is delivered, saying something like, "Did you get the letter I sent you?" And make sure the follow-up phone call happens within a few days. Few people respond to the direct mail or email. Their real purpose is to incentivize a phone call and make it easier for the superstar handling your outbound calls to get through to the decision maker. Task 11, send a printed newsletter to your Dream 100. Finally, you should send a printed newsletter in the mail to your Dream 100, and I would do this once a month. The concept comes from a priceless book called The Ultimate Sales Machine by Chet Holmes. Your Dream 100 is the 100 hottest leads and prospects in your system. They're the businesses you'd most like to have as clients, or the people you think are most likely to switch MSPs in the next 6 months. It's okay to ask on the phone when their contract is up. You're sending them a printed newsletter to keep your MSP top of mind. No, doing this monthly is not overkill. Yes, this is a lot of work and expense. And no, you shouldn't try to make it easier and cheaper by doing it digitally. The power of getting a high-quality printed newsletter in the hands of your hottest prospects cannot be overestimated. It'll get pinned to notice boards, pass to colleagues, and hang around on messy desks. The day they're ready to start talking to other MSPs, someone will stumble on that old newsletter of yours and say, "Hey, these guys are good." That assessment of your skill set will be based purely on how they feel about you, remember? To repeat something I said earlier, ordinary people can't tell whether your MSP is any good at what it does. They're picking you based on whether they like you or not. Printed newsletters are an epic tool to influence their feelings. Summary of your tasks to convert relationships. Number 9, call new connections. Number 10, target leads with a campaign. And number 11, send a printed newsletter to your Dream 100. How I know all of this stuff? I promised to tell you more about me, but wanted to give you all the good stuff first. So I'm Paul Green, and I'm the world's go-to MSP marketing expert. I believe that building a successful business is the best way to create the lifestyle you most want to lead. That means generating plenty of cash to do everything you want to do and freeing up lots of time to enjoy it. For most MSPs, that means a bigger house, a better car, and more fun with your family. I'm talking that dream Disney trip, VIP, all the way. I believe this because I'm a busy business owner and family person too. I'm a sole parent to Sam. Aren't teenagers fun to raise? And I juggle that with driving growth in my own business, the MSP Marketing Edge. Like I was telling you earlier, for so many MSPs, the business they created to gain freedom becomes a prison of their own design, and they get locked inside. If you take your laptop on vacation so you can help clients, you'll know exactly what I mean. And I'll admit, that was me back in 2010. I'd started my first business 5 years earlier, leaving behind a 13-year career as a journalist and radio presenter. At first, I didn't mind the 60-hour work weeks to get the business going, but as I added staff and fought for every little bit of revenue, I began to resent working so hard all the time for so little personal income. Does this sound familiar? Everything changed with the birth of Sam, my only child. I was trapped in my business, and I couldn't keep working at that pace while also being a present partner and parent. So I made a decision. I was going to get really good at marketing. And it didn't happen overnight. I found 90 minutes every day to start learning and experimenting. My goal was to build an easy system to generate leads, qualify them as prospects, and get them into a sales meeting. Within a few years, my business, which started in public relations and evolved into a healthcare marketing agency, was a fully systemized marketing machine. We were winning new clients pretty much weekly without me personally having to do much of the work. In fact, I only went into the office one day a week. And do you know what's interesting? The less work I had to do, the faster the business grew. In 2016, I sold that business, and due to an aggressive non-compete agreement, looked for a new bunch of people to work with, which is how I landed in the channel. My story has been the theme behind this whole book, because getting really good at marketing has given me the lifestyle I most wanted. What drives me every day is helping MSPs to free themselves from their prisons and create businesses that give them the lifestyle they most want. Because when you get the marketing right and your business grows without needing you there every day, you get to create an amazing life for you and your family. And that's when your business truly works for you rather than the other way around. Outside of helping my MSP Marketing Edge members with their marketing, I'm very active in the channel. I host the world's most listened to MSP marketing podcast. Just search for Paul Green's MSP Marketing Podcast wherever you get them. And you'll find me speaking at some of the world's biggest MSP growth events and webinars. I'm all over LinkedIn as well, YouTube and Facebook. Some personal stuff. I live in a village just outside Milton Keynes in the UK. I'm a keen runner despite an annoying knee injury, and I'm borderline obsessed with the MCU and Doctor Who. Asked to see the giant TARDIS art in my office. What to do in what order, and why you should not be doing these tasks yourself. So, are you excited to get started with my three-step lead generation system? Yeah? Well, let's recap on the tasks. Your tasks to build audiences. Number one, make new LinkedIn connections. Number two, comment on LinkedIn posts. And number three, find data points to add to your CRM. Your tasks to grow relationships. Number four, schedule regular posts on LinkedIn. Number five, publish a LinkedIn newsletter. Number six, publish a blog and video on your website. Number seven, publish a Google business profile update. And number eight, send an educational email. And your tasks to convert relationships. Number nine, call new connections. Number 10, target leads with a campaign. And number 11, send a printed newsletter to your Dream 100. And when you put it all in a list like that, it does look like a lot of work. Sounds like a lot of work anyway, on an audiobook. And yes, there is lots to do. Never believe anyone who tells you they can get you great marketing results for little work. Because that new, amazing marketing tactic that someone wants to sell you will be a flash in the pan, I promise. To set up a system that will work for your MSP for years to come, you need to put in the effort. But as you get started, there are three smart things you can do to make your life easier. Smart thing one, do it in this order in 90-minute chunks. The beauty of the three-step system is that I designed it in the order you should implement it. Start at the beginning and work through the list. And that way, you'll always have everything you need to be ready for the next step. I recommend you find 90 minutes every weekday for marketing implementation. And this is an insanely good habit. For a decade, I got up at 5 a.m. every weekday morning to focus specifically on growing my business. Not something I do anymore, as much of my working time is spent on my business rather than in it. Now, 5 a.m. may be too extreme for you, but could you lock yourself in your office from 7 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. every weekday before your staff come in and start distracting you? Smart thing two, DOA. You know what the acronym DOA means? Dead on arrival. Exactly what you'll be if you try to do everything yourself. So instead, turn that acronym on its head and DOA, delegate, outsource, automate. Sure, as the owner of the business, you need to set up the marketing in the first place, and you will be doing the daily, weekly, and monthly tasks once or twice yourself. But this is only so you can build them into a system and get other people to do the tasks for you. This way, your time is reserved for the much more important task of growing your business. Here's another way of looking at it, and this is so important you should have it tattooed on your forehead, in reverse, so you can read it in a mirror. You should only do what only you can do. You should only do what only you can do. Trust me, that does not include writing blog posts or loading social media. Smart thing three, use my service. The MSP Marketing Edge is built around this exact three-step system I've just laid out for you. So if you want to make your life easy, come join 700 other MSPs and me, and we'll talk you through everything you need to do and show you how to do it with simple step-by-step instructions. First, we'll help you set up your marketing stack, the tools you need to run your marketing, such as a CRM and a social media scheduler. Then we'll go through your marketing tasks. We break it down into tiny steps, so it's easy for you to action. Then you get the content, lots of it, and it's all designed to be used with the three-step system. Yes, this means you'll get access to the whole lot. The social media, the LinkedIn connection templates, the blog posts, the videos, the Google business profile updates, the emails, the LinkedIn newsletters, the marketing campaigns, the phone script, everything. And remember, to avoid direct competitors using the same marketing content, I only work with one MSP per area. See if yours is available at mspmarketingedge.com/edge. Thank you for reading this book. I hope you've scribbled loads of notes all over the pages and you're itching to get started. Remember, when you get the marketing right and your business grows without needing you there every day, you get to create an amazing life for you and your family. And this is the most important thing. I'm honored to be a small part of your journey and would love to hear about your progress. Drop me a line. You'll find all the different ways to contact me. Well, they're coming up in just a second. And good luck. How I can help you. Massive free giveaway. I've always got valuable stuff to give away for free to ambitious MSPs who want to grow their business. No matter how old this book is, you'll always find my latest giveaway at mspmarketingedge.com/giveaway. A course. If you want a deep dive, I've created a video course based on this book. There are versions for MSP owners, marketing managers, and larger MSPs. See them at mspmarketingedge.com/courses. Three-step system. I show you how to implement every single part of this three-step lead generation system in the MSP Marketing Edge, including the marketing stack you need to set up. Plus, you get all the content and campaigns you need. But I only work with one MSP per area. See if yours is available at mspmarketingedge.com/edge. Facebook group. I'm active every day in my Facebook group. Discuss marketing and growing your MSP. It's a vendor-free zone. Join at facebook.com/groups/MSP marketing. LinkedIn. Connect with me here. I'd Google me, actually. Just Google Paul Green MSP Marketing LinkedIn. Or here's the direct URL. linkedin.com/in/paul-green-msp-marketing. LinkedIn newsletter. Subscribe to get brand new MSP marketing advice every Thursday. mspmarketingedge.com/newsletter. Podcast. The world's most listened to podcast about MSP marketing comes out every Tuesday. Listen where you get podcasts. And here, mspmarketingedge.com/podcast-intro. YouTube. Binge smart advice on growing your MSP. youtube.com/c/MSP marketing. And we're nearly there. Email me. It's the real me at the other end, and I reply to every email I get. Hello at mspmarketingedge.com.